It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
All right. And let's go on over here to the independent.co.uk. All right, let's take a little glancy-poo on down here. Uh-huh. All right, so this was published quite literally 2 hours before I started reading it. All right, today, January 7th, 2019 at 3:56 p.m. This just got published, all right? Now, it's about folks in India, and so I'm going to be doing my darndest to pronounce these here names. Can you understand what I'm talking about? Come on. So, this is article up by Adam Whitnall in Delhi. All right, and the title is Push to the Fringes of Indian Society, Delhi's Trans Women Face Constant HIV Threat. Let's take a look. Take a little bit of a look here. All right, so Bobby has lost track of the precise number of times she has been gang raped. That's the first sentence. Let's say it again. Bobby has lost track of the precise number of times she has been gang raped. Let's continue. She thinks it is between 8 and 10. Quote, every time it has been without condom. Every time I was badly beaten. End quote. As a trans sex worker in India's capital city, Delhi, the smiling, unabashed 25-year-old lives under a constant threat of HIV infection, which she can only do so much control. She speaks to the Independent at the at the Samarth Clinic in an outwardly unassuming center on the outskirts of the capital, run by the India HIV AIDS Alliance and supported by the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Samarth's goal is to target communities that have been missed by the behemoth of India's public anti-AIDS operation. For while the country as a whole reports a relatively low prevalence rate of just 0.2%, that rises to 7.4% among transgender women. Bobby first started to identify as a woman at the age of 12. I would say girl, but all right. But living in a small town in northern Himachal, in Pradesh state, she didn't know anyone else who felt the same. One of her elder brothers used to insult her and beat her repeatedly, and her parents, though they were not abusive themselves, did nothing to intervene. Which I would say means they were abusive themselves. She says she just felt like an alien before she came to live in Delhi at the age of 18 in the capital. She says out there she can dress as she pleases and no one will pick on me on the street, end quote. Bobby fell into sex work by chance when she was struggling for a place to stay and a boyfriend offered to start paying for her accommodation. All right. By chance or by capitalism? Yep, your mic wasn't on.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm in by myself, I only have one mic on, so I decrease the amount of air in the mix. Hmm. All right, so test you out.
How does it look now? Hold on, I gotta move my mic closer.
All right, yeah, Phoenix Kalita just stepped in. All right, I figured I'd get some material done so that we have, you know, something to work from.
Oh, shit, yep.
While you were still getting whatnot handled.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, we're happy. You know what? I'll just turn your volume up super hardcore.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out. Okay. So, skippy flippy doo, back to it. Just a little bit more. All right, I wanted to I try to make sure I get something trans rights and sex workers' rights in here. And again, folks, this article went up 2 hours before I started recording. I searched, and we've got something. All right? All right, let's take a look here. Continuing, it is a common trope among members of the LGBT community, says the Alliance's associate director, Abiana Ahar. Trans women end up struggling to earn a living because of the stigma they face in the workplace. The charity says an estimated 87% of trans women in India earn money either as sex workers or by begging in the street. Quote from Ms. Ahar, "You still see a lot of bullying in the educational institutions. If you are a gender variant child or expressing a different sexuality, there are no supportive environments to stop them from dropping out. And so these children are already trapped into a victim's circle of poverty." End quote. That is heavy-handed. We're going to go ahead and link that with the post for this here episode. All right, and let's dance it on forward.